Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Worship ought to be seen as a spiritual discipline where I've got my heart fully, all of my affections are set on Christ. My mind is tuned in to what the Word of God could teach us today. But I'm also aware. I'm aware of who else is in the room with me, mm-hmm. who is worshiping. But then, and that means the believers that need encouragement. But it also means the lost that are there that are looking over our shoulders to see, is this thing real?
Oh, now you just got personal.
Well, it is personal.
It is personal. Okay, but when we talk about worship, and I know worship continually evolves. I know the Bible says we should sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I remember the real joy of being a choir boy as a kid and, you know, singing these very moving hymns. And now worship has changed to a point where, you know, the praise band gets on stage and they instantly want you to enter their emotional space. I mean, they've been in the basement drinking coffee for 3 hours. And I sometimes think they want to ring us to join them in their emotional space. And I go, I'm not there.
Right. And I think that worship leaders, bands, and even pastors, that we have to acknowledge that when people walk into the room, when they walk onto the campus of the church, that they are carrying baggage, they're carrying weight, somebody just got an unexpected diagnosis, other people they're just tired, they're just worn out, they're just in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, as those who lead worship, you know, lead the congregation in this singing and in this praying and this time around the Word of God. We lead them through the Lord's Supper and into responses mm-hmm. toward all of these things. We have to do it with the perspective of most of these people are not here yet. They showed up just hoping that they're going to hear a word from God that is going to help their marriage survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard it from other very wise leaders. When it comes to preaching, that it says if you will preach to people's brokenness, you'll never want for a crowd. And it's not necessarily, obviously, about just, you know, how can we puff up the numbers. But people need to know that the message of Scripture addresses, you know, the pain points of their lives and that God has an answer to that, that He's not the anonymous watchmaker of the universe who just put all the gears together, wound up the machinery, and set it on the shelf to see if it'll keep spinning.
Mm-hmm.
But that He's deeply involved. And so worship is this opportunity for us to get to know God's involvement in our lives.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.